What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast Summer Camps for Student Athletic Training Aides. So we're looking at high school students having an opportunity to enrich their student athletic trainer experience during the summer. So I'm joined today by Brian Farr. He is the program director there at UT, also coordinates the summer camp that they have there at the University of Texas. So I am your host, Jeremy Jackson. This conversation is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com. That's where I'll have the show notes, the links that they talk about, links to their camps, links to their programs. So I'm also going to be joined with a couple other program directors as they talk about their summer camps after me and Brian finished discussing the one at UT. All right, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, let me hear about your camp. So tell me about the camp there at the University of Texas.
Yeah, so we offer the Longhorn Sports Medicine Camp, as you mentioned, for athletic training student aides. We've been offering the camp probably about 15, 16 years now. It's on UT's campus, and it is June 22nd through 25th. We offer both a residential and a commuter choice, so students can either stay on campus with us or can commute. Most choose to stay on campus. The camp is a kind of a combination of some lectures and a lot of kind of hands-on labs. The camp's run, so there's myself and another co-director, Alan Harden, who's our director of sports medicine for athletics. And then we have athletic training professional staff that help us. And then we have a lot of our college students from UT that also act as counselors. So basically the students would come in on Friday. We have sessions Friday evening, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And then the camp ends Monday morning when the students can depart. So the content that we cover quite a bit. We cover things like taping, splinting, all different types of wraps. We cover injuries to the lower extremity or upper extremity, where we'll give a little bit of a lecture and then actually do some lab demonstrations and have the student aides, the campers, actually practice those on each other. And then we also have some built-in kind of free time and some fun time for them. So they have some recreation activities, get some downtime where they can just kind of hang out with each other back at the dorms. We do on the last night, Sunday, we do a pizza party. We actually, one of the things that we started years ago was actually a talent show, just kind of off the cuff. And that's actually been a pretty neat thing for the students, where we do talent show with the campers and then actually give out prizes and things like that. So it's, you know, anything from very good talent where people come prepped. We've had actually people that know about this come prepared with skits or songs and guitars, up to we just pull some people out of the crowd and say, come up here and do something. So it's a good time to just kind of have a real fun kind of ending to the camp. So it's the last night of the camp that we do that.
All right. With your camp there at the University of Texas, are there multiple levels, like first year, second year, third year campers?
We pretty much do a basic and advanced. And then we let the students kind of dictate what group they're in. So somebody might be an advanced in taping, but then basic in their knowledge of injury evaluation and assessment and anatomy. So when campers register, they actually choose an advanced or a basic. But once they're at – and that's more just processing for paperwork to give us an idea of the type of counselors and advisors we need to have. But once they're at camp, we actually tell them they'll just kind of move back and forth between the different levels. So as I mentioned, some feel more comfortable in a certain area. They'll hit our advanced camp, some the basic. Many of our returning campers, we do get a fair number of students – and campers who return for, you know, sometimes 3 or 4 years. Some will do basic the first year or two and then maybe move to the advanced after that.
All right. Tell me just a little bit. You said there's a talent show at the end. That's something that's been kind of fun. When they stay there on the dorms. I know we've been to the high school Sunday and we got to kind of tour the athletic facility, go through the whole football area, and we actually got to go into the players lounge or something like that.
Yes.
Whatever it's called. Is that something y'all do there as well as part of the camp?
Yeah, so the camp is primarily held in our academic building now, but one of the things we also do is give a tour of our facility. So we'll tour typically our north end zone, which is our newest athletic training facility that's primarily for Olympic sports. We'll see the athletic training room, the medical wing, the strength conditioning area. Usually we're also we'll take them and let them on the football field and let them, you know, kind of run around a little bit and take some pictures. We usually do a group picture there as well. So for the folks that are the UT fans, it's usually a pretty big hit to be able to take their picture on the 50-yard line. And then we'll also tour the football complex, the Moncrief Newhouse complex, and see the medical facilities there, as well as, like you said, the players lounge the trophy room, some of the things that the general public, you know, isn't able to see. So that's also kind of a cool time for the students. They're able to take pictures and just kind of see some of the things that are behind the scenes.
I gotcha. All right. So if you were going to say, this is the one thing I want you to get out of coming to a summer camp here at the University of Texas, what would it be?
Well, so it's not really one thing, but for us, it's a combination of learning and having fun. One of the things that we've learned through the years is, you know, we definitely want to focus on the learning and try to give students skills that they can take back and actually use in their high school setting or if they continue with us in our program. But the other thing we do is we like to have fun. So that's where the talent show comes in, the tours come in. That's where some of our recreation and our downtime comes in. So it's a combination. The feedback that we received from students that have been to our camp and some others is often they appreciate the fact that we obviously have a very intense learning atmosphere and we cover a lot of things, but we also have some good downtime to let their brains kind of recover a little bit. So I think those are the two big things, to learn a lot, but also to have fun and to enjoy their time with us.
All right. And then obviously you said you have some of your students there helping and teaching in the labs. How has that like impacted your students and your team there?
Well, I think it's very useful for our students to actually have to teach somebody else, especially students with a varied experience. Some students come to our camp and they might be seniors that have been aides for 3 or 4 years. We've had students come and say, I just thought it sounded cool and I've never done this and I want to be there. So it's very useful for our students in that they have to take that time to teach and kind of mentor students. And, you know, from an age perspective, they're closer to them. So that's very beneficial for our students as well as the campers. And then we have professional staff that can add, you know, obviously our experience and things that the students don't necessarily have in teaching the campers. So I think it's been very beneficial. We've actually have a number of our students in our program that started at camp with us. So we've had some students that have gone through the whole process, have been with us, you know, maybe a year or two at camp and, you know, currently in the program or have graduated from our program as alumni.
All right. The broadcast, the sports medicine broadcast is listened to across the nation and actually across the globe. So if someone was outside of Texas and wanted to come to the University of Texas for their summer camp, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say, number one, welcome, come. So the last several years, we've had upwards of about 150 students. So we've been actually really, you know, at or near capacity. So the camp has really grown. We've seen the popularity increase dramatically. Our first camp 15 years ago was 20 students. We've been near or over 150 for the last couple of years. And we've actually have a fair number of students come from outside of Texas. We've had students come from all over the country. And we've actually had some international students as well. We've had a couple of students from Mexico. We've had a student from China, one from Spain, and one from the UK. So, internationally, we don't see as many students, but we've had, you know, 5, 6, 7 students come from outside the U.S. And then we regularly have students throughout the country. We have a large group that comes every year, actually, from California. Their school sends, rotates and sends about 5 or 6 of their students every year. We've had students from, you know, the East Coast. A lot of them are from Texas, but we do have a lot, you know, we do have a lot of students from around. And that's the other thing that I think is neat by having such a large camp is the students can meet people outside of their comfort zone or outside of their, you know, their neighborhood. And we try to get them out of their comfort zone by assigning them to groups where they actually have to go and meet other people instead of coming with the same 5 from their own school and hanging out with them the entire time. We break them up and say, you know, I mean, that's part of being at camp is to learn and see what other people do. We have discussions during our sessions. What do you see at your school? What do you see at your school? Are you, you know, what's unique to what you experience or how did your school handle this? So again, I think that helps with the education versus it just being, you know, people with 20 years experience just sitting here saying, this is how we do things. It may not necessarily, you know, be as relevant to their particular situation. So I think that's the benefit of seeing a variety of students from a variety of settings.
All right. Very good. Very good. I know you've given me the link to your camp. It's LonghornsSportsMedicineCamp.com. Again, I have that there in the show notes. This is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/summercamp. Speaking with Brian Farr at the University of Texas. Brian, any final thoughts or ways to persuade kids to come to UT for camp?
I think just, you know, if somebody's interested, they could definitely give us a call. They can call me directly. We also have emails and phone numbers on our website where folks register. The one thing I would say, if you're interested, is register early. We have had to turn the last couple of years have had to turn some people away because we've just been to capacity. So, you know, we have an early bird registration, April 1st. So that's another incentive to register early, as there's a $50 discount. All that is explained on the website. And I think, you know, just the fact that, you know, we have a large camp, we have a large number of, or a great number of students who come back year after year. So I think it's a good camp. It's enjoyable. I think they would learn, they'd have a good time, get to experience and see what the University of Texas is, you know, what dorm life is like, although they're in a very nice dorm. So I don't know if they really get the real feel for what it's like, but it's just, I think it's a really good experience. And the fact that, as I mentioned, was, you know, we've been doing this for several years. We have a lot of students who come back year after year. So I would say, you know, it's definitely a camp worth giving a try.
All right. Very good. Brian, I appreciate you jumping on and working through our technical difficulties. And, you know, I'm glad I could be your first Google Hangout here. So
that's right. Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, I am back on the Sports Medicine Broadcast. This is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/summercamps. Just got done talking with Brian about the University of Texas, their summer camp. And now I've got Victoria and Ruben. They're down there at the Texas A&M University, Kingsville, way down towards the valley, the Javelinas. And so one of my good friends, Rob McFarland, is a graduate of A&M Kingsville. He's the owner of Frio Hydration. So I'm sure... I know that he comes down there sometimes for the camp to help out with that, and so maybe we'll get to talk about that. But Victoria, Ruben, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so we're going to go right into it, and I want you to tell me a little bit about your camp. So tell us about the summer camp that you have for student athletic training aides at A&M Kingsville.
Okay, well, we've been having this camp for over 25 years now, almost close to 30 now. It's about a 2.5-day camp is what it is. It's a camp, but it's geared for athletic training. So there's a lot of classroom involved, and there's a lot of hands-on training. Our ratio of teachers to students is a good ratio to have. If you're a hands-on kind of person, this is the kind of camp you need to come to. We do a lot of just give you a little format. If we go over the knee, we'll do a quick thing on anatomy just because I think everybody needs to stay up with their anatomy a little bit, and then we'll go into different types of testing. We'll allow the kids to test, and then toward the end of each day, we have little games. We have some Jeopardy games where they'll compete against each other or as groups. We try to pair everybody up with somebody from a different school if possible. You know, and it's been pretty successful. We usually have our numbers around 20 is kind of the targeted number of students that we like to have. Don't like to get too much bigger because the ratio, we lose our student to workshop ratio off on that deal.
All right, so
it is in the summer. It's first part of July, July the 8th through the 10th. Arrangements can be made if you're flying in or anything like that. We'll make separate arrangements to pick you up or whatever. We find that a lot of parents actually come, drop their kids off, and then spend some time in Corpus. So that works out also for the parent side as well.
Yeah.
All right. So first part of July, usually about 20 campers per year, and it's a 2.5-day camp. So when they're staying there, right?
Yeah, we will put them up in the dorms. We've got some real nice apartment dorms. So they branch off. Now that they get to choose who they want to have as a dorm mate. So each one will have their own separate room, but they'll be like three or four in a little apartment. So they do that. We do give them a lot of free time toward the end of the evenings. We will have some activities for them to do. We have a movie night usually. Then we have the arcades and the game rooms and stuff like that opened up as well, giving them a chance to get to know other people from different school districts.
All right. So there's another question that I have there. Tell me, what's a unique aspect? You said, you have the arcade room open up, but what's a unique aspect of the camp there at A&M Kingsville?
Well, yeah, one of the things I think that we've really kind of grown with is we do have a little Olympics at the end of it, kind of a trainer's Olympics. That's kind of become the big focal point lately. You know, before we used to do swimming and stuff like that, but everybody seems to kind of want to lean toward this. At the end, we do camp reviews, and this seems to be the big thing. So we do put on a little camp, a little Olympics at the end. Could be anything from filling up water bottles to transporting somebody across the room, different stuff like that. I think one of the unique things is it is a learning environment, so we do spend a lot of time learning. You know, we're not here to play games or anything like that, so we do try to hit the learning aspect as much as we can because it is only a 2.5-day. We will get you CPR trained when you leave here and first aid as well. You will get a certificate, so that'll help you. I think that's important as you go back as a student trainer.
All right, so built into your camp is the first aid CPR AED certification?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the first thing that they do. We bring in one of our former athletic training students who is an instructor, and he just brings all the kids through all of the skills, and we certify them. Literally, that's the first thing that they're going to do. Once they get their stuff in their dorm, they come back, and that's what they learn. So it's really great because these kids get to take something back with them that they can say, yeah, I actually did this, and I can actually use this on a daily basis, whether they're an athletic training aid or they're out in the public. Like, they can always have that skill with them.
Yeah, that's awesome. I teach the first aid CPR AED here to the students, but because of the cost increase of the certification or whatever it is, you know, the American Red Cross or American Heart, I don't actually do the certificate anymore just because of that cost. So that's good that they could come to your camp and have that. And then, you know, a lot of these kids, as they're graduating seniors, they're like, hey, I need CPR for the job that I'm going to do at the doctor's office or at the plant or this like that. Do you have, you know, can I get the certificate? And now at this point I'm like, oh, you don't have it. And so, So that's good that we can send them there. They could go to the camp. They could learn. They could also get that CPR first aid thing knocked out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
One of the things, some of our instructors are, a lot of them are my former students that actually come back and bring kids with them, which is kind of nice from that aspect. So they do get the perspective of the teaching from the high school level. It's not, you know, Victoria is one of my professors here that teaches. So we do change it up a little bit. So we do have the input from the actual athletic trainers there at the high school level as well.
All right. And if you were to say, all right, there's one thing we want you guys to take away from camp these 2.5 days, what would you say that is?
Basically, they're just going to become a more well-rounded individual. Like, there's only so much that they learn as a student trainer aide at the high school level. So we like to just increase that knowledge. And we actually put together around a 200-page binder for every student that they can take home. And if you were to compare it, it'd be like the Essentials of Athletic Training textbook that every freshman gets, just kind of condensed with every special test, all the anatomy, almost everything in it to be an athletic trainer. And that's something that they can take with them back to their high school, and they can study off of it. We have kids in our current program right now who attended camp when they were in high school. They still have their binders, and they still use them on a daily basis to help them through like the different things that they encounter. So I think that's a huge takeaway. We may not give them the tools all the time, and we may not give them all of the knowledge just because of our time constraint, but they have that text with them that they can keep with them.
All right. As I was just talking to Brian, they have people from all over. And Ruben, you said if people are flying in to come to your camp, you can make arrangements to pick up. So have you guys had people come from out of state or even possibly out of the country to come to your camp?
Yeah, we've had them from out of state, not from out of the country. We have, you know, I've been doing athletic training for a long time. So I do have some acquaintance over that are different states that'll fly in a kid or two to come to the camp. So yeah, we're pretty well rounded over the years that we've done this. We've had that opportunity. I've never got anybody from Tokyo or anything like that. So no, not out of the country. We just try to stay here.
All right. So if somebody's coming from out of state, is there anything different other than the longer commute that they need to consider before coming to your camp?
No, what we'll do is we'll make arrangements for them. If they, you know, because it is, they might have to wait a day or something like that. We'll fill the gap that they need filled. If they have to get here a day early, we'll work on that. So, you know, we're accommodating to as much as we can. The other thing that we do is we do try to bring in a advisor from the university to lay down the groundwork of what it takes to get in, not just so much our university, but to give the incoming senior an idea, hey, you need to be thinking about having this in place, and this in place. Now that you're in your senior year, actually you're kind of a year behind, but try to get them caught up as much as possible so that if they do want to go to an institution of higher education, that they've kind of got an idea of what they got to do when they get back to school.
All right. And then someone wants to find out more. What's the link that you guys are going to...
We're going to be putting up our camp information on our athletics website. So if you go to www.javelinaathletics.com and under the athletic training tab and departments, our camp information we listed under the student training program. We haven't been able to put it up just yet because we just finished finalizing our dates. but they will be up probably by the end of next month.
All right. So javelinaathletics.com, athletic training tab, and then they'll be able to find the camp information. Or you can contact me, and I can get a hold of Victoria or Ruben and say, hey, these guys are interested, and we can find out some more or kind of connect you that way. So
we do a mail out as well. We'll send it over to all the high school trainers in the area. Well, we dip into Houston as well. So we have we've been pretty successful. We usually get a couple out of Houston every year as well. So
yeah,
we'll send that out. We do the old snail mail as well.
Yep. All right, very good, very good. And again, you got to give a shout out to Rob, former Javelina.
Yeah, Rob's been good to us.
Yeah.
So he ran with an invention.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So any final thoughts, parting words for someone considering coming to your camp?
No, I think they'll come. They'll enjoy it. It will be a good opportunity to meet people from other areas, really. You know, it's always kind of interesting to talk to other trainers from the Houston area or the San Antonio area or the Valley kind of experience. You know, they wind up and at the end of the day, it's still athletic training, and they have a lot more in common than they really realize. So I think from that is pretty good. I think there's been some good friendships that have developed because of camp, you know, that they, you know, correspond a little bit their senior years and so on and so on.
So, all right.
That's it. Appreciate you having us on the air here.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for coming on. And again, I want to improve athletic training. And if that's through students going to summer camps, then that's how we have to do it. And so thanks for joining me. Thanks for being part of the Sports Medicine Broadcast today. Again, this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/summercamps. If you want to get some of those links to contact Victoria or Ruben at Texas A&M University Kingsville. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, now we're back. We're talking sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/summercamps. We're joined with David Gable. He's one of the directors for the Texas Christian University, TCU, and SMU Southern Methodist University. They have a joint summer camp where they work together, bring kids in. And so Dave's going to talk to us about his camp. We've already talked with Brian Farr at UT. We've talked with Ruben Cantu at Texas A&M Kingsville. So, David, thanks for coming on the podcast. And why don't you give us a little spiel about your summer camp and what it looks like.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me today. You know, I think what's unique about our camp is we've been doing it now with SMU for, this will be our 39th year. Obviously, you know, I've only had it for about the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, but I've really enjoyed taking it over and, you know, being able to do it with SMU and have another university involved that can bring in some different ideas and contribute to some of the things that we can teach is really, I think, pretty special. Have a great relationship with those guys over there, and I really enjoy getting together and offering this workshop to the students in the summertime. So, like I said, it has been 39 years. The workshop is open to students that are anywhere between the ages of 14 and 18. We do actually offer sessions for coaches or strength coaches or anyone that just may want to get involved that that has something to do with athletic training, maybe at the high school level. So we do offer the opportunity for them to come as well. We get many, we're starting to get more students from out of state actually as well. So it's really grown over the last several years. The workshop this summer is June 14th through the 16th here on campus at TCU in Fort Worth. And that's a Thursday. We have the students check in on Thursday morning, and then we usually check them out late Saturday afternoon. So it's pretty decent amount of time and a lot of hands-on work.
All right, so you got about 2 days. Is it usually like right about that same time in June?
Yes, sir. It's usually we try to look at the schedules with the other conferences that are going on and try not to conflict with anyone else. And so, yeah, it's usually right around the second weekend, maybe third weekend in June every summer.
All right. So usually mid-June, you got about 2.5-3 days of camp. So a camper comes there to the TCU campus. Is it at TCU every year, or you guys switch between TCU and SMU?
No, it is. It's here at TCU every year. We've discussed maybe switching it back and forth, but, you know, with the facilities we have here at TCU now and just the access to the dorms are just right across the street, and it's just really convenient, and we've been doing it so long here now that it just works out really well for us.
All right. Well, fantastic. So tell me a little bit about the dorms that are right across the street.
So the dorms that the kids are staying in, TCU over the last several years has kind of gone across campus and just renovated or built new dorms. Pretty much every facility now has been rebuilt. So you're really going to – they're going to get to stay in a very nice dorm. Some of the rooms are doubles, some are quads. They all have their own private bathroom. And it's not like when I went to college, for sure. A little tiny room and you're all piled up on each other. The rooms are really pretty spacious and new. And, you know, there's common areas with pool tables and things. So there's a lot of things for them to do over there as well. But honestly, we try to keep them out of the dorm as much as we can and keep them busy over here in sports medicine.
All right. Do you guys have an opportunity for just day campers, or is everybody that comes to camp a stayer, overnighter?
Both. They have the option. We usually have several local kids that'll just be a commuter, start with us. They get dropped off early in the morning. Of course, they're included in all the meals and everything we offer. And then they get picked up at the end of the day, usually around 8 o'clock at night. But I would say probably 95% of our kids are overnight campers.
Yeah, there's something extra you get when you stay that night. And, you know, you stay the night, you wake up in the morning, so it may be some late night conversation you have or some crazy adventure, but there's just that little bit extra of staying on campus that makes the camp that much more special.
Absolutely. It's fun to watch. When they first come in, everyone tends to be a little shy and they kind of stick to people they know. And after about a half a day, you can start to see the friendships starting to form and people kind of branching out and you'll see different schools hanging out together and a lot of new friendships being made. So that's one of the fun things I like to watch while they're here too.
All right. Tell me about one of the unique aspects that the SMU-TCU camp provides for students.
Well, I tell you what, there's usually, there'll be four of us as staff members that are directly involved with the workshop. So, but what's kind of unique for us is we host it in our facility, and my staff of athletic trainers, they are on campus as well. And they like to get involved. In fact, most of them make a point to come down and spend some time with the kids in the workshop. So it's really a pretty good opportunity for them to get to know some of these kids and ask questions of the students that are here and then vice versa. And, you know, I'm primarily football, but when our women's basketball athletic trainer or our swim and dive athletic trainer or soccer athletic trainer are around, you know, kids can ask them questions that they can, you know, they can answer much better than I can and get more of a well-rounded experience. So I think that's pretty unique just staff-wise between having SMU on campus and then the rest of my staff available and always willing to jump in and hang out with these kids and spend a little time with them. I think that's pretty special.
All right. Tell me about your feedback that you've gotten from previous campers.
I tell you what, it's pretty amazing, really. At the end of the camp, you know, we always give out our email addresses and phone numbers so they can reach out to us if they're interested in TCU or want to come up and take a visit or even come and maybe catch a football game sometime later in the fall. And the feedback is tremendously positive, and we will know, you know, we'll just get back to our office after checking in everyone out of the dorm, and we're almost immediately receiving emails and text messages and things like that from the students thanking us and, you know, wanting to know when the camp will be next year and when can I come visit TCU or SMU. It's really pretty amazing. The feedback's been very positive over the years.
How many of those campers do you think go on to work with you guys there at TCU or SMU?
You know, I can't really answer that question for SMU. We have had a handful of students that come to TCU that we've gotten out of our workshop. And I'll tell you, it's really helped them because they've gotten, like I said, they've gotten the chance to get to know some of our staff, and even our program director for our athletic training education program is involved in the workshop as well. So, you know, just making those, starting those relationships and that network, it's been, we've had some very good students that we found during the workshop that have continued on at TCU.
All right. Very good. What have some of your former instructors, like the college students that work with you guys to instruct the kids, what have they said that they've enjoyed most about the camps?
Well, again, it's really about, you hear a lot about just working with the kids. I mean, we're caught up every day with college athletes, and you know, what I hear a lot of is it's nice to work with some of the younger students and get to share some of the knowledge that we have. And you know, we take time to listen to their stories and as well. In fact, we encourage it because we like to hear what's going on in the high schools and things that they're doing. And a lot of the athletic trainers around the state, there's several of them around the state that are former TCU students. So just to hear some of those stories and people that they know and some of the experiences that they've had, I think just the relationships that you can start to form and get to know some of these kids in such a short period of time. I think that's the biggest takeaway from it for us is it's really something we enjoy doing every summer.
Okay. And if somebody from outside of the state wants to come to your camp, is there any sort of issue with that?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, over the last few years, we've actually started seeing more out-of-state kids come into the workshop. And I think it's just kind of spreading by word of mouth. And I think there are some families, you know, some kids that have family, aunts and uncles or grandma and grandpas that live in Texas, and they hear about it and they actually come stay with family, you know, take a little vacation and work the workshop into it while they're here. So, you know, we actually even had a kid join us from Puerto Rico a couple years ago. So, yeah, it's expanding. It's been fun to watch it grow.
Puerto Rico, very cool.
Yeah.
All right. If you were going to give one last bit of advice, I know you said that it kind of begins the network. So if you're interested in going to TCU in the athletic training, it's a really good opportunity to get your foot in the door. But what would you say to somebody looking to come to your camp as a final bit of advice before we leave?
Well, you know, I tell them if they want a great experience, I mean, look around. I mean, there's a lot of good camps in the state of Texas and that I know of, and I'm sure probably around the country. But, you know, research it and make some phone calls and try to find out, you know, which workshop, which camp is going to be the best for them. You know, we pride ourselves on the amount of lab time that the kids get and the amount of taping skills that we try to teach them. And, you know, we don't give them a lot of downtime while they're here. We keep them engaged pretty much the whole time they're here. So, you know, I just tell them, you know, it's what you want to make out of it. If you want to come and learn about athletic training and take some skills back to your high school to share with your fellow students in your program or your supervisor back home, then this is a great place to come and learn some things and get to know some people while you're here.
All right, very good. I have athletictraining.tcu.edu/news/TCU. So I think if you go to athletictraining.tcu.edu and then search for workshop, then it'll probably come up there. Again, this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/summercamps. So I have the link there, and I'll have the contact information to get a hold of David. So, David, I appreciate you coming on, joining the Sports Medicine Broadcast as we attempt to improve athletic training by preparing the student aides with a better, opportunity to go to college and continue the career. So thanks, David.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me today.
We're back with Megan Haynes from Texas State University. We're talking about summer camps for student athletic trainer aides. So we've talked with Brian Farr. We've talked with Ruben Cantu. We talked with David Gable. So again, the camps that I'm discussing here are the ones here in Texas. I know there are other ones in other parts of the country, but Megan's going to tell us about the one that she hosts there at Texas State University, which was formerly Southwest Texas University. And then one of the cool things is I know that you guys float down the river, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. So again, this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/summercamps. If you want to click on the links to their camps or find out more about how to contact any of these people that we've talked to in this episode. So without much further ado, Megan, welcome to the show and tell me a little bit about your camp.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. As Jeremy mentioned, I'm Megan Haynes. I'm one of the co-directors with our athletic training summer camps at Texas State. Our other co-director is our program director, Dr. Darcy Downey. She's unable to be with us right now because she's in class. But this year, we're hosting our 40th annual summer camp here at Texas State, which is really awesome. It goes along with the longevity of our program. We after a couple of years, had to turn it into two camps because we were having way too many campers come, which is a great problem to have. But now we have what we call a beginner camp and an advanced camp. Our beginner camp is for students who've had no formal education in athletic training. So you may be an athletic training student at your school, have helped out and covered sports, but we're really looking at, have you taken Sports Med 1 or a health science course? Because we're looking at formal education. We tailor that to where there's still advanced taping in those camps, just in case you're a really great taper, but you've never had formal education. So we want everybody to get as much as they can out of camp. Our advanced camp is for anyone who has had those courses or who has attended our beginner camp. We have a ton of repeat students, which is also awesome. We love to see the same students year after year, and they just say that they have a great time. And obviously a highlight's floating the river, which we can talk about, but we've also gone on the glass bottom boat tours because we have long days. Our classes start in the morning, and the last thing I want you to do is feel like you're in school all day, every day. So we throw in some really fun stuff. And our glass bottom boat tour is something that Texas State does. So we also want you to become really familiar with our campus and what we have to offer. All of our campers stay in the residence halls that are as close to Jowers as we can get, which is the building that all of our classes are in and the building that's right outside the river. We have most of our meals in the cafeterias. So again, something that you kind of get to see what Texas State life is all about. We're marketed most towards athletic training students, but really anybody who wants to see what Texas State is like, or if you want to find out if athletic training is for you, we want to know, or we want you to know what it is that you're getting into. And so we really try to give you a nice overall view of Texas State, Texas State athletic training, and then our faculty and students. All of the classes are taught by our faculty who teach our classes at Texas State to our athletic training majors. And then our counselors who stay with you all day, every day, as well as so do I, they are athletic training students. So that also gives you the opportunity to be able to talk to all of our students. And I tell them, answer every question as honestly as you can. So if somebody says, do you have to work long hours? They're supposed to tell you the exact truth. We want you to have the full representation and never kind of a pretty version of what things can be. So just a lot of fun, a lot of really hard work, and a lot of walking because Texas State is kind of spread out. But we show you as many of our facilities as possible. So we take you to multiple of our athletic training rooms, take you to the football stadium, down to the Coliseum, and just yeah, try to give an overall view, but have a blast while we're at it.
All right, so your camp is normally a two-night camp?
It's 3 nights. 4 days, 3 nights.
All right. Yeah, so that's a lot in there. And then you said that it's split into beginner and advanced. Are those concurrent, or is it like one week and then the next week kind of thing?
Perfect. So our beginner camp is June 13th through the 16th, and then our advanced camp is the 17th through the 20th. So we run them back to back, and we've also had students who go to our beginner camp and want to stay and go to our advanced camp. That's also fine. Last year, I think we had 5 students do that, and in the past, it's really only been like 1 or 2. But if you want to hang out with us that long, come on. We have a great time.
Cool. You said the glass bottom boat tour. Is that something that you do regularly, or that's something that's just been kind of thrown in or did for the first time last year?
We started it 2 years ago because what we do is we walk from our main building over to the end zone complex, which is our football stadium, which is kind of a long walk, but it's a long walk across a hot parking lot. So I was like, hey, I love the glass bottom boats. It shows you how beautiful the river is and just so many things about San Marcos. And so I take some of my students on that in one of my classes, and I called over and they said they would take us from our building over to the end zone. And so it took out one of the walking aspects, which was great, but also showed so much more beauty of San Marcos. And then last year, unfortunately, we did not get to go because there was some construction that didn't allow us to cross a road that we needed to, but that should all be finished. And that is back in the plans for this summer for sure.
Very cool. That's some top quality transportation right there.
It's pretty neat.
All right, so talk a little bit about Float in the River, because I mean, that's one of the things that's on your pamphlet. It's got to be one of the highlights.
Our students love to float the river. That is, I get more emails about that than anything else. Hey, so do we really float the river? Yes, if you want to. The San Marcos River is absolutely gorgeous. It's spring fed, which you get to see from those glass bottom boat tours. And then we hop in right outside of our building and you float down and then you get a ride back up. But the river is 72 degrees year round. It is gorgeous. It's usually between about waist deep to a little bit deeper. But we have students who are water rescue certified. So we always have that, but there are no lifeguards on site. So that's one thing that we have to have parents sign a waiver to make sure that they allow their student to go. But we take about 2-ish hours to float the river and just have a blast and play in the river. And then we have a barbecue out in Sewell Park, which is the park that's right outside of our building too. So just really trying to show like, hey, there's a lot of goodness here in San Marcos. And if all we did was just do camp stuff, I think that we would lose a lot of what hopefully draws people here besides just the longevity and wonderful program that we have.
Wow. So 40 going up on 40 years of doing the summer camp, and then you get to float the river, hopefully ride a glass bottom boat, stay in some of the nice dorms that are right on the river. You got 3 nights, 4 days. So that's a little bit longer than most of the camps are like a 2-night camp as well. So what if you have campers outside of Texas and outside of even possibly the country?
Yes. So we've actually never had a camper from outside of the country. We've had some inquire, but they've never actually attended. But we have students from out of state all the time. We've already gotten some inquiries from multiple students about that for this summer. Absolutely. We accept all students who want to come, as long as you're entering freshman in high school through entering freshman in college. The only thing is, if you're coming in from out of state, you kind of have to provide your own transportation from one of the airports. But once you're here on campus, everything is taken care of. So what we've had students do is fly into Austin or San Antonio and then arrange with either people they know or different ways to get from the airport to Texas State. But then once you're here, everything's taken care of. Food, housing, you never have to have a car or anything like that.
All right. What if some of your instructors, you know, former students there, what have they said that the camp has helped them with?
Okay, so as far as what our previous campers have had to say, and now that they're in our program or here at Texas State, is they said it gave a great representation of what they were going to be a part of. It has allowed them to get to know the faculty that would be teaching their class, which sometimes, and I know this personally, coming from a small school, going to a large university, whenever I came here for college, it was kind of scary because you didn't know anybody, you didn't know your way around, you didn't know your teachers. But this allows you to know the campus a little bit, to know Jowers, and to know the people who are teaching your class. It gives you kind of like an ally that you can go to if you need. And with our students being the camp counselors, it allows them to also have student allies if needed too. So they just feel really at home, which is something that we pride our program on, is having that family feel. We are each other's family here. And so we think camp is a really great segue to get people to see that, that we work hard, but we have fun, but we're really a family.
Very good. How many students do you have that have gone through camp that have come to be a college student there at Texas State?
So just any major or athletic training specific?
The athletic training major have been part of your program.
Okay. Well, every year it's a little different. I know that each semester we have what we call our intro to athletic training class. And Ms. Webb, who teaches that course, always pulls the students. How many of you are campers? And so it varies. Sometimes, you know, a class will have like 2 or 3. Otherwise, I think this year she had some, it was like upwards of 8 per semester. And then in our program right now, I have 5 students in our level 1 cohort, which is 21 students who went through our camp. So that's a really great ratio. You know, that fluctuates year to year based on getting into the program and requirements, or people just changing their minds on what major they want to be.
So it may help students get into the program. It definitely helps them get comfortable with, but is not a requirement for entrance into your student athletic trainer program.
Absolutely not. We do not require students to attend camp to get into our program. Those are 2 things that are totally separate. And we really try hard not to say, if you come to camp, it'll help you get in, because we never want to give that type of false representation. But what we do say is you feel far more comfortable You have connections that will help you succeed. You have kind of taken a step in the right direction just because you don't have that awkwardness or that you're more timid. You're more likely to ask questions in class and do well and ask for help. And so we find that students just kind of naturally tend to be more successful that way.
Very good. Megan, any last thoughts about the camp there at Texas State?
No, we're currently updating our website. So if you guys go to our website anytime soon, it's going to keep changing. We're trying out some new stuff to make it more user-friendly. So hopefully within the next month, week or two, we will have that completely like it's supposed to. It's still functioning, just not as pretty as we want it yet. But registration for camp will open on March 1st for both camps. And at that time, we'll have a registration form online that you download, fill out, and then send in as a hard copy to the address, which will be to me listed on the form. But we're just really excited. I have students walk in every day to my office. When do we sign up to be counselors for camp? When do we get to know if we're working camp? And so the athletic training students here at Texas State are fired up and ready to work camp just like we are. We have faculty who dress up and just act goofy, but at the same time convey really great information. And it's just a great time to learn and have fun and laugh a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. So you got Megan Haynes, Texas State University. They're going on their 40th annual summer camp for student athletic trainers. You get to float the river, probably take a glass bottom boat. And their website, if you Google Texas State University, or I have the links here in the show notes, it's got HHP for health and human performance .texasstate.edu/camp/athletic-training. But Megan just said there's going to be a lot of stuff changing, so those links could possibly be changing. Megan, if they're having trouble finding it, how are they going to get a hold of you the best?
The best way is email. So mh86@txstate.edu. But just to clarify, that link will stay the same. It's just the information on it that will alter a little bit. Okay. And my contact information is on that webpage as well.
All right. So there you go. So mh86@texasstate.edu. And then that way, if you have trouble finding the application, hit her up and then she can get that right to you. Megan, I appreciate you working through all of our technical difficulties and joining to share how awesome your camp is for people basically all over the world. Because like I said, there's people across the globe that listen to this. And so hopefully you guys get some more people from outside of Texas coming to you.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And we hope to see a lot of people there this summer.
Thanks, Megan. Bye-bye. Daniel Christopher is a listener that he was actually looking at doing stuff with public safety, like the police, the firemen, that kind of thing. And the reason he was looking into that, asking about it, was because he was listening to the podcast, and that's where he heard me talking to Dina Kilpatrick over in the San Antonio Fire Department. So I just want to give a shout out there. Daniel, thanks for listening and be a part of the Sports Medicine Broadcast. And then Craig Lewin won the red emergency backpack from Stat Packs that we gave away, and then we're giving away another one there in March that's going to have even more stuff in it. And he's also a big supporter of the Sports Medicine Broadcast. So Craig, I appreciate you. Daniel, I appreciate you, and everybody else out there that's part of the Sports Medicine Broadcast, let me know, contact me. This is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/summercamps. So for Jeremy, my students that were here helping me, Brian, David, Ruben, and Megan, that is a wrap.